What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled, "He is why you don't want to be associated with the Passport Bro movement." So Passport Bros, for those of you who don't know, is pretty much black guys who can't get laid here in America. They go overseas where they make it rain and the women take advantage of them, because overseas they don't have a welfare state, they don't have a gynocentric government that's giving them money because of vagina. So when they see a bunch of dusty black men going overseas, like, "Hey baby mama, I got a couple of $100 in my pocket," yeah, of course they're gonna love you, you know, they'll love your money. So this one Passport Bro, he goes to Dominican Republic, and I've been to Dominican Republic. He goes there on a $700 budget, which actually is doable, by the way. When I went to Dominican Republic back in 2020, I went there on a $700 budget. However, I've had credit cards with thousands of dollars of a limit on them. I went there with a $700 budget, and I was able to pull off a week in Dominican Republic, no problem. So homeboy, he goes to Dominican Republic, he blows all his money on overpriced hookers, and now he's left stranded at the airport begging people to cash app him $100 so he can come back to America. Now, the problem with the Passport Bros or the communita or black people in general is that they don't think shit through. Okay, now I did a live stream with Peso Man the other day. It was great. I spent most of the live stream with BA, which I think stands for Brothers Abroad. Go to his channel, sub to his channel. We had a great conversation. I've actually learned a lot, and I've found out why black people tend to do dumb shit. It's because they want to do what makes them happy. Listen, I'm all for what makes you happy. However, think shit out before you hop on a plane, have only $700 in your pocket, and then, you know, you give your money to some hoe who overcharges you, and now you're stranded at the airport begging people for money. So this Passport Bro, whatever his name is, I don't know what his name is, I don't care. I'm probably gonna put his picture in the thumbnail. I think everybody now who's part of the, who's aware of the Passport Bro movement, they probably know about him. So the problem here, guys, is that the communita does not think things through, because they're like, "I want to be happy." Okay, now my father was a pastor for black people at the Correctional Institute. He was a Muslim pastor for black people at the Correctional Institute for 20 years, and guess what? Black people don't want to learn. It's not so much because black people in general, not all black people, but most black people tend to have low IQ. It's not so much because you have low IQ. It's simply because you don't want to think things out, because you just want to be happy. In other words, black people don't want any consequences. Guys, when I travel, I have extra money. I got money on, I'm not gonna tell you, because obviously I don't want somebody listening to this and be like, "Oh, I know where he hides his money. Okay, we'll meet him when he gets overseas. But the point here is, guys, when you travel, when you do anything, think things through. You know, the reason why black people go to jail more than any other ethnicity, it's not because of racism, it's because of dumb shit. You fucking accuse the police of being racist, you get violent really quick. Dude, do you guys know how many times I've been stopped by police? I was actually stopped by the police a couple of days ago for, you know, running a stop sign, and they let me off. They didn't even, you know, check my license. They let me off. You know why? Because I was diplomatic. I was polite. I turned off the engine, put the lights on. That way they see what I'm doing. My hand, you know, on the steering wheel. and they let me off, man. I've been stopped by police, you know, because, you know, as you guys know, here in America, every now and then, I like to do DoorDash. You know, I've been doing DoorDash since 2017. That's actually how I got my company, MGTOW TV, up and running, was doing DoorDash. I was making about $1,500 a week back then. Now, I just do it more for the fun of it. Not to mention, that's kind of my FU money. So, I get stopped by the police, you know, obviously, a couple of times. You know, I don't want to say a couple of times a month, but, you know, maybe once or twice a month I get stopped by police. Because when you're driving around at 2 o'clock at night, you know, going 25 miles an hour, because, you know, you're looking for a house, you know, police get a little bit suspicious. But, hey, man, I have not had a ticket in decades. And, again, it's because I am polite, I am diplomatic, I am respectful. You know, I don't fucking accuse them of racism, I don't fucking mouth off at them, you know, I don't reach for my glove compartment and pull out a gun, because, you know, I don't own a gun. So, again, problem with the communita is it's not so much low IQ, it's just that you want to be happy and you don't want any consequences, and then when you get and then when you face reality, you lose it, you know, just like that black dude who was crying at the airport wanting money. It's like, bro, this is fucking America, man. Fucking 18 year old still in fucking high school, they can get a credit card with like a couple $1,000 limit on it. It's like, bro, you're a grown ass man. Can't you have a credit card with like a $1,000 limit on it or a $500 limit on it? It's like, what is this, man? And again, it all comes down to the fact that black people, not all black people, let's get that out in the open, not all black people are like this. Just because you're melanated doesn't mean that you are the person I'm criticizing you, okay? You all know yourself. You just don't want to think shit out. You end up doing dumb shit when reality hits you, and that is a problem. You guys take Austin Hallman, for example. You know, Austin Hallman is the passport bro god, okay? Austin Hallman got run out of Brazil under the threat of violence, legal and criminal action, and he was going to be deported. It's like, bro, white people have been going to Brazil for 60 years. How many millions of white people been going to Brazil for the past 60 years? Yet, this passport bro goes there for a couple of days and they run him out of the country. And what was Austin Hallman doing? He was walking around with a camera, taking video of all these people, of all these women, without their consent, of course. And he's on the internet like, oh, all these women, you can buy them. It's like, bro, there are some things you should not say, okay? Even if it's somewhat true, don't say dumb shit. This is a problem with you black people. You say dumb shit. You do dumb shit because it makes you feel good. Guys, the number of black people who are getting beat up, robbed, murdered, and scoped in Colombia is going through the roof. Why? Because when you guys go to Colombia, you walk around with dollar bills, you walk around with fucking, what you may call it, Rolex watches or fake Rolex watches, you wear gold chains, and obviously the criminals are like, hey, this guy has probably $10,000 worth of shit on them right now, let me fucking beat them up and murder them. I get it. It makes you happy to walk around bling bling. Yeah, look at me, baby. I'm an American rapper. You know, I'm an athlete. Boom shaka laka 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 laka. Dude, do you guys not value your life? You know, and the thing is, eventually, this is gonna start affecting people like me who have nothing to do with the passport bro movement, and I'm going to tell you why. The passport bro movement is simply a dirty label for geomaxing. You know, to a lot of you black people out there, this whole going overseas thing, to you guys is like, oh, wow, this is our golden ticket. This is our opportunity. Guys, white people have been doing this shit for 60 years. You know, I met this white dude. He was in the Navy. The guy's like 80-some years old. He was doing this whole sex tourism thing, if you want to call it that. He's been doing it since the fucking 1960s when he was in the Navy. Right? So this stuff is not new. Going overseas, having fun with the local woman, because it's legal, of course. Having fun with the woman, and you don't have to pay for it. You know, when I went to Mexico, I didn't have to pay for it. You know, sometimes it's like, hey, I'd rather pay for a girl rather than go to a bar or a pub, waste time talking to a girl. Because at the end of the day, guys, for me, time is important. I'm a software engineer. I do shit on the internet. Think from my perspective, okay? For the equivalent of $100, you can have a girl for a whole day, or you can spend 5-6 hours, you know, at the club and be like, hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight? You know, that 5 or 6 hours I'm at the club or the bar trying to pick up some hoe, I'm losing money on that. I would much rather get my work done, book me a girl, and call it mission accomplished. See, people like me, we think things through, okay? You black people, you don't do that, okay? Now, for those of you who don't know, I was born in Africa. My DNA is 15% black. Myron Gaines, who I personally met, me and him, we're pretty much from the same country. I'm from Egypt. He's a couple of miles away from me in Sudan. And Myron Gaines uses the word nigger like he owns it all the time. Yet I don't see you guys going off on Myron Gaines, but you come off at me. And that is because I am positively criticizing you. But again, you guys just don't want to learn. So when you get a guy like me who comes around and he says, hey man, think things through before you do dumb shit, you're like, oh, he's a racist. You know, some of you guys have said that I'm jealous of black people. Really? I'm jealous of some dusty who paid $250 for a hoe who's worth no more than $25, and now he spent it at an airport begging people on the internet to give him $100. Yeah, okay, I'm jealous of that guy. See, you all don't want to learn. You know, like I said, my father was a pastor, Muslim pastor for black people for over 20 years. You all just don't want to learn. That's the problem. You just want to live happy. You want to be happy, which is fine, which is great. You just don't want to learn. That's really all there is to it. You just don't want to put in any effort to like think things through. And when you get a guy like me who tells you that, you just call them racist. You say, oh yeah, they're just jealous of black guys. Okay, sure, of course. You know, it's like, look, man, at the end of the day, you guys need to understand something very important at the end of the day, okay? You see, Passport Bros is a dirty label for geomaxing. Again, Passport Bros, white guys have been doing this shit for fucking 60 plus years, okay? There are some black guys who have been doing this stuff almost that long. So obviously, this is not something, oh my God, it's so new, okay? You see, the reason why Passport Bros is becoming really, really popular is that this is something that the US government wants to get popular, because eventually one of you retards is going to get caught with an underage girl. Now, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but if you are a US citizen, you can't sleep with underage women regardless of the country you're in. So if you go to a country where the age of consent is, say, 12, right? It's still illegal for you as an American citizen to sleep with a girl under the age of 18 if you are in a different country and the law says it's okay over there, okay? Do you guys know that? No, you don't. Why? Because you don't think things through. You're just, oh, shit, Austin Holman is in Brazil. Boom, shakalaka, I'm in Brazil. Austin Holman is in Pattaya. I'm in Pattaya. Austin Holman is in fucking Philippines. I'm in the Philippines. You don't think things through. Eventually, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen with you passport bros, because again, you all don't think things through, and you end up doing dumb shit. Eventually, one of you is going to get caught with underage woman. Some of you are going to get busted for sex trafficking. And guess what? The US government is going to crack down on all single men of fighting age. They can't go out of the country. You guys need to understand something very important, okay? What's happening in Ukraine eventually will happen here in America. What's happening in Ukraine? Pretty much everybody between the age of 18 and 60, they're on the front lines. They're being used as cannon fodder, okay? The woman and their kids, you know, they're more than welcome to leave Ukraine. They're more than welcome to go to Germany and become hoes and, you know, get on TikTok and sell pussy on OnlyFans. But if you're a man between the age of 18 and 60, you're on the front line. You guys need to understand something, man. Throughout human history, there always was a shortage of men due to war, okay? We need a big-ass war to get rid of all the dusties, all the incels out there, okay? So a war is coming, guys. A war with China, a war with Russia, it's coming. And the US government, they don't want you incels, you dusties, going overseas, because they want you dead, okay? Going overseas, you're gonna escape the big war. They want you dead. So eventually, trust and believe, the US government is gonna crack down on single men between the ages of 18 and 60 going overseas, okay? And you passport bros are gonna fuck it up because, well, that's what you guys do. You don't think things through. And another thing, okay? These Asian girls like Filipina P, they're high IQ. They know you passport bros. They know you all dusties. They know that not even your own woman want you. They know that you're low value. They know that you have no status. They know that you're desperate for some woman to say, hey, Kang. Ever since Filipina P came out and she said, we love our chocolate black Kangs, her channel exploded in popularity. Her Patreon exploded in the amount of money she's making off of Patreon. Yeah, Asian women play the long game. However, you don't wife them hoes up. Out of the millions of white men who've been to Southeast Asia, Thailand, Philippines, how many of them have wifed them hoes up? Not that many. And the few of them who did, they paid literally for it dearly. There was this one white dude, he wifed up a Filipina whore. The bitch actually had a husband. Now, I don't know if you black people know this or not, but in the Philippines, you can't get a divorce in the Philippines. So when a Filipino woman marries a Filipino man, they're married together forever. Now, I heard there's some laws that might happen where that can be changed. But at the end of the day, a lot of you guys are going to be with a woman who's already married. She has kids and she ain't gonna tell you that, okay? This one white dude who married a Filipina hoe, I think she was married and she already had kids, but she did not tell him that. And then she literally used him as a walking ATM. And I'm not talking about attention, time, and money like Red Pill Married says. I'm talking about a literal ATM. she drained his bank account, and then when the guy had no more money, she actually called the police on him, saying that he was overstaying his visa, he's poor, deport him back to America. You black guys out there, ask yourself the question. I see Austin Hallman on the internet saying, oh, look at all these. First of all, guys, the women that Austin Hallman are going out with, they're not that attractive at all. That's number one. Number two, if the local men are not wifing up these hoes, what does that tell you? It tells you that these are low quality women, okay? Thirdly, what's gonna happen 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, 10 year, 20 years from now? Do any of you black people out there who wanna wife up fucking Filipina Thai whores, do any of you think what's gonna happen a couple of years down the line? All you guys see is Austin Hallman says, oh, passport bro found his Filipina queen or his Thai queen, and now you're all like, oh, I'm gonna hop on a plane, go to Thailand, go to Philippines, and I'm gonna get me a Filipina queen. First of all, are you able to stay there at all times with her? No, you're not. Why? Because you're gonna come back to America, you're gonna work your minimum wage job, and you're gonna send money back to her. What do you think she's gonna do with that money that you're sending back to her while you're working your ass off here in America? You think she's gonna wait for you to come back? No, she's gonna be cheating on you. She's gonna be using that money with her real family. Have you guys thought about that? No, you haven't thought about that, because, well, I just want to be happy. Guys, there are so many things wrong with the black community at this point that the black community really isn't worth saving, okay? This video really is a cautionary video for non-black people. It's also a cautionary video for black people who are like, hey, let me use my brain, you know? Instead of using the small head 24/7, let me use my big head and actually use my brain for once, okay? But for the vast majority of black people out there, things are not gonna get better, you know? In fact, this one black dude, he said the worst thing to happen to black people was Martin Luther King. And he actually made a very, very good, compelling argument. He said, before Martin Luther King, black people were segregated. And he said, when black people were segregated, they were living in black communities. So they would buy from black businesses, they would hire black people. The money was kept in the black community, okay? After Martin Luther King and blacks were no longer segregated from the white community, guess what happened? The black people money, it went into the white community, because black people wanted to eat at white restaurants, they wanted to hire white people, so the money left the black community. You black guys out there, ask yourself the question, okay? When you guys buy a $200 pair of Jordans, where do you think most of that money goes to? Yeah, sure, Michael Jordan might make, you know, a couple of cents, but the vast majority of money goes to the cracker. It goes to the same white man that you guys talk shit about, who's keeping the black man down. When you guys buy fucking Hennessy, where is most of that money going to? It goes to the same cracker who's keeping the black man down. See how you black people are your own worst enemy, and you don't learn. It's, you know, Martin Luther King was what, 60 years ago? It's been 60 years and you black people don't learn. You not only keep doing the same shit, but you end up doing dumber shit. Again, you all go to Colombia, you all walk around, you know, Poblado with your fake Rolexes and your fucking gold chains, you know, making it rain. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get murdered and robbed and beat. It's like, I mean, and again, I'm sure black people watching this are going to say, hey, Omar, if it makes them happy, okay. Okay, I mean, you know what? What's really sad is that I actually care more about black people than black people care about their own kind, you know? Because I'm the one who's telling you, use your brain for once, you know, think things through. I mean, that's really, you know, if you want to boil down my entire criticism of the communita, if you want to call it that, is think things through, okay? So... at the end of the day, guys, it's really imperative for everybody here watching this to understand there are sinister people out there who just want to see you suffer. And I'm not gonna lie, I am Mitwali. I like to see a good train wreck, especially when the person is actually partaking in that train wreck due to their own hedonistic or stupid way of life. Let me give you an example before I end this video, okay? You know, 13, 14 years ago, I was driving a cab in Los Angeles. It was the 101 in North Hollywood. It was in the morning, so it was stop and go traffic, you know? So here I am, I'm driving my taxi. The car to the right of me, it was being driven by a young girl, I'd probably say in her 20s, and she's putting her makeup on in the mirror. So she's looking on the mirror, putting her makeup on, and unbeknownst to her, her car was moving forward. And I'm sitting there in my cab like, 3, 2, 1, boom! She hits the car in front of her. That's totally her fault. She has nobody else to blame it on. And it was due to her fault for not thinking things through, not being conscious of what she's doing. Listen, if you want to put your makeup on in the car, you know, spend a minute or two putting your makeup on in the car, cool. Put the damn car in park while you do that. Listen, I've done some dumb shit myself. You know, when I was in Mexico, I got robbed in Salina Cruz because I decided to park the car in a dark alley, sleep in the car with the window down. The guy just put his hand through the window and literally stole the phone out of my hand. You know, all the Mexicans I've known, whether they're Mexicans in Mexico or Mexicans in America, they're like, Amar, that's fucking retarded. And you know what? They're 100% right. I can't blame anybody. Listen, the guy who stole the phone from me, I can't blame him. You know, there's an old saying in Colombia. I forgot what the meaning in Spanish is, but it pretty much translates to don't make yourself a victim. Don't make yourself an easy target. I made myself an easy, juicy target. Here's this gringo sleeping in his car in a dark alley at 1 o'clock at night. The window's open. You know, the phone is right there in his hand. Any idiot can go like this and take it. I made myself a victim, and I have nobody to blame but myself. You black people, on the other hand, you would have blamed the white man. It's like, come on, man. You gotta start taking responsibility for your own dumb shit. You know, when I go to Mexico, guys, do you think I'm gonna drive around Mexico and decide to, like, park my car at night and sleep in the car? You know, if I have to do that, I do that at a gas station with the lights on. The car is locked. Engine is on. You know, that way nobody fucking breaks in, and I'm doing it at a gas station where they have security. But am I gonna park on the side of the street in Mexico at 1 o'clock at night in a town that's not even known for tourism and doesn't have a police presence? Absolutely not. So I learned from that mistake. But you black guys, you still go to Colombia, gold chain, fake Rolex. And the thing you guys need to understand, you know, I've said this before and I say it again, the worst enemy of a black man is another black man. All these black people on YouTube are taking advantage of you, okay? You guys remember Yo 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 Homie Yo I'm Alpha, AMS, right? What did AMS tell you? Manipulate her hypergamy. Wear a fake Rolex, you know, wear a gold chain, you know, walk around like you fucking some big time rapper. Yeah, that's how, that's why you are all getting murdered in fucking Colombia, you know. Austin Hallman is probably making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month right now. And what's he doing? Oh, passport bros, look at this beautiful, obedient Thai or Filipina wife. Again, they're taking advantage of you, okay? You know, when you guys go to Colombia and you get beat and robbed, assuming you don't get murdered, okay, that's actually a good thing. You know, when Austin Hallman got run out of Brazil, that was a good thing. Why? Because now passport bros know they can't go to fucking Brazil and, you know, walk around filming women without their consent and saying, oh, look at them hoes over there, I'm gonna buy me a bitch, you know. You guys know better. Hopefully you know better, okay? In Colombia, now you guys know, don't walk around with fucking jewelry and flashing cash. I'm really, really hoping that you black people learned not to do that, because if you're still doing that, you're gonna end up, you could pretty much end up being dead, okay? Another thing to keep in mind is that when you guys are overseas, okay? Now, I don't care if you're black, white, Puerto Rican. If you're watching this video and you're overseas, always deal with the local currency, okay? Never, ever deal with dollars. When I was at the brothel, this girl, she approached me. Because there were some passport bros in the brothels, you know, they probably were ruining it for everybody. Not surprising. So she approaches me and she says, $100. I tell her, no senora, pesos solamente, which means, no girl, I only do pesos. She went down to 200,000 pesos, which is $50. Right off the bat, by me saying, no chica, pesos only, she went down in price by 50%. Okay? She damn well knows you passport bros are gonna pay in dollars. Guys, be conscious of where you go. I know a lot of you passport bros, you tell me, oh, Amar, I should pay, you know, I don't want to pay her $25. I want to pay her $250. Do you know that the average salary in Colombia is about $250 for an hour of sucky sucky? You paid some hoe a whole month of her salary. Do you think that bitch is gonna be grateful? She's gonna be like, damn, this gringo dumb. You're gonna be her walking ATM, bro. See, a lot of you guys, you know, I'm part of a group that travel WhatsApp, and I'm hearing about passport bros who are still paying bitches after they came back to America. They're like, hey, baby mama, here's $200, Western Union. I'm even hearing of black guys paying hoes before they even make it into the country. Do you think these women respect you? You think these women are grateful? These women are like, I can't believe these guys are so damn stupid. This is what you guys need to understand. Hoes are hoes for a reason. Ain't nobody wants them. So when you guys come along and you actually treat them well, spend money on them, they're like, I can't believe this idiot. And they're taking advantage of you. And you know what? More power to them. Okay? At the end of the day, guys, this passport bullshit, it's not going to negatively affect me. Because A, if I want to put in the time, I can get free pussy. Secondly, I don't go where passport bros go, neither should you. When I was in Colombia, I stayed most of the time in Guatapé. When I was in Mexico, I went to San Cristobal. Okay? Go away from the tourist areas, go away from where the passport bros are, and you will be fine. For example, Fifth Avenue, Playa del Carmen, where the passport bros go, pussy is $250 an hour. Okay? You go on the escort websites, it's less than $100. And if you go to Merida, which is a couple hours away from Cancun by bus or by car, guess what? It's even cheaper than that. So the point here is wherever passport pros, aka black people, go, they fuck shit up. And I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. In the Jewish community, we have an old saying. Leave it to the Cushites to fuck up the unfuckable, okay? Whenever the government wants to do something sinister, they use black people. When the government wanted to bring in welfare to destroy the family nucleus, they used black people. When the government wanted to bring in crack, cocaine, so people can get addicted to drugs, they used it on black people, okay? When the government wants to forbid military-age men from leaving the country, they're gonna use black people. And let me tell you something, you know, when I came back from Colombia, you know, I went through Miami Airport and the Border Patrol agent, you know, he was asking white people, so, what did you do in Colombia? Tourism. Oh, cool. Welcome back to America. But with you black people, you're like, yo, sup, dog? I was in Colombia, bro. I hooked up with this shorty, dog. Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying, dog? Yeah, that's how you end up being on a no-fly list and fucking getting interrogated, you know? So, again, you black people, not all black people, because, you know, there's the all police out there, apparently. You black people, for the most part, are your own worst enemy. Your leaders are even more worse than the white people, you know? Because here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. Just like I, Amr Metwali, can come out here and tell you black people that you guys are, for the most part, are hopeless and you do dumb shit. Your people know that. For example, the lady who founded BLM, she knows you're all hopeless. She knows you all will never learn. She knows you all are gonna do dumb shit. She knows that. So what does she do? Does she tell you what I tell you? No, she says, brothers, give us money so we can fight the white man. And you all donate like hundreds of millions of dollars to her. And what did she do with that money? She bought multiple homes in white people neighborhoods, you know? So there you guys go. Your own people, you know, AMS, yo, homie, UM Alpha, he knows you blacks are a lost cause. Austin Hollerman, who's traveling around the world, you know, he knows you are a lost cause. Okay, bottom line, if you're watching this, use the big head, you know, this one, not the one down there. Use this big head and actually think things through. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace!